Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Popular music. 20 years ago, 1997.
Number three.
R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
I believe I can fly.
Number two.
In Vogue, Don't Let Go. And the number one song this week, 20 years ago in 1997. Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart.
Unbreak My Heart.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? We shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Lineup, Morley and Hanley, mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons 1 to 6. And finally, Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. 25 years and counting as the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Thursday as they host Nebraska at 7. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
Thought we moved the ball well when we needed to. Obviously, the red zone trips need to turn into 7 points, which we've talked about before. They were better than us today.
That's Ben Roethlisberger on his loss to the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. New England will play Atlanta in Super Bowl 51 on February 5th. Other NFL news, Josh Sitton has replaced T.J. Lang in the Pro Bowl. It's Sitton's third trip to the best game of the NFL season. And former Bears wide receivers coach Mike Groh has been hired in the same capacity by the Philadelphia Eagles. And Washington has hired Jim Tomsula as their defensive line coach. The Blackhawks and Bulls are both off today. They play tomorrow with Tampa at the UC and the Bulls playing in Orlando. The Cubs' first spring training game here on The Score can be heard on February 26th as the Cubs take on the Indians at Sloan Park. And Dennis Harrison is a name you might not know, but he was arraigned in court today after being arrested yesterday for pulling a fire alarm at the Steelers team hotel. When the 25-year-old was approached by a state trooper early Sunday morning after his hysterical prank, he told the officer, quote, "I'm drunk, I'm stupid, I'm a Pats fan," end quote. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Honeycuts, great haircuts for men, honeycuts.com. And don't miss the Progressive Insurance Chicago Boat, RV, and Strictly Sales Show January 11th through the 15th, which is already passed. Already, it is passed. So if you missed it, you missed it. You should plan for next year. You go to chicagoboatshow.com in a year, and you can get tickets for that show for next year. It's always a great show. But boats and RVs and sails and sailboats, that kind of stuff. It's usually at McCormick Place. It's chicagoboatshow.com. But don't try to go this year because it's done. Get ready for next year's show. I'm Matt Avaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
I have five of them, bros.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
And the ball game is over. And today at the Dome, the Falcons do it in convincing fashion. 44-21. And I'd say they closed this house in high style today. Dan Quinn in year two has taken Atlanta to the Super Bowl.
I am excited for the opportunity, but more importantly, excited for the players. We'll throw a great plan for them. I'll enjoy it tonight, but as we go through tomorrow, we'll throw a great plan to get ready. We'll find out who we play. We know where it'll be, and we hope there's a lot of people with black and red on. But
the New England Patriots will play one more game in this 2016-17 season. And with that one more, they are the only one, the only NFL franchise to reach the Super Bowl nine times. And they'll be there in 2 weeks in Houston against the Atlanta Falcons.
Great players. It's all about the players. We got great players. They work hard, they're unselfish, and they're tough.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It is the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. You heard from Dan Quinn. You heard from Bill Belichick. You heard from the Falcons Radio Network. Was the Patriots Radio Network
already?
In there?
Yeah, it is. How did it get to be 4 o'clock?
Because we talked for, 2 hours and 40 minutes already. That's how, you jerk. You idiot.
But like,
look at your clock.
I know. It just doesn't fit. And,
look at your watch.
Notice how it's staying lighter later now. Noticeable. The light's getting a little springy out there.
It's a new America.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Lighter later. That's actually the quote.
Hashtag lighter later.
Not America first. Right? Lighter later.
Lighter later. There you go. I want to remind people, if you want to get involved, and you should want to be a part of a fabulous evening for a fabulous cause of the 2017 Charity Poker Championship that benefits kids with cancer via the One Step programs and Children's Oncology Services, you got to grab your seat. Because today, on January 23rd, represents we are 1 month out. Now, we get an earlier start with some of the sales of the spots this year. And last year we sold out, so we believe it's going to happen again. I know we've got a lot of poker players that wait and they wait and they wait and they wait. There's no good reason to wait at this point. And especially if you're a high roller, if you like to do the pay a little bit extra up front for the better opportunity of making the final table, we're already about with one of the tables is about closed at this point. And we're looking forward. Ideally, we're going to have two full high roller tables, and each winner of those tables goes directly to the final table. And if you've done this before, you understand what we're doing. We're playing Texas Hold'em Poker to benefit kids with cancer and to help send as many kids as we can to summer camp and winter camp and everything that we do for the One Step programs to help kids enjoy the simple joys of childhood. And this is just one of the ways that we do it. We're at the Montgomery Club, 500 West Superior, on Thursday, February 23rd. And we are ahead of last year's registration rate. So I urge you, go to onestepcamp.org, go to @MidwestPoker on Twitter, or you can go to my Twitter feed. If you click on my profile page, there's a pinned tweet there that is going to send you to everything you need to know. If you're a player that wants to know the tournament structure and about how rebuys are going to work and how the blind structures work, everything is there for you, all documented. And we have kept the regular player registration fee at $275. $25, which for a World Series of Poker play-in is a low number, because the grand prize is a $10,000 seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Spectator ticket, if you just want to show up and eat and drink.
Yeah.
Because Montgomery
Hang out Club, with me and some of the guys here at the station.
A lot of people are going to be here. We'll have celebrity bounties too. But Gibson's does all the food for Montgomery Club. So you're going to be noshing and drinking high-end stuff all night. And for $75, you'll be able to get way more than your money's worth. So that's an opportunity as well. So get a couple of friends together. Maybe you as a poker group, maybe get a regular Wednesday night game kind of thing. Everybody can pitch in. You buy the single seat, and then you use your tournament as a play-in to this tournament, and you make your regular poker event sort of a World Series of Poker play-in, and next thing you know, it's everybody spends just a little bit, and you've got somebody represented there. So it's going to be a terrific night for a terrific cause, and we're a month out, and that room usually late in the game tends to fill up fast. So if you want to ensure,
do it now.
Yeah, you ensure you got your spot. It's onestepcamp.org, onestepcamp.org.
We've been talking about the championship game stuff. We've been talking about Bulls, Kings, and Cavs, Spurs. We didn't get into a lot of the UCLA, Arizona stuff. I don't know how many people watch that college basketball game out there. But, you know, this is Championship Monday. We get to talk about the two games that were a little underwhelming and the playoffs that have been a little underwhelming. But nobody can get away with it like the NFL can because of the one-game finality of everything.
And I just have a rule that I always think the Patriots are going to win. I can't say it's necessarily logical. I go into a game like this thinking that until the scoreboard actually shows me otherwise, I don't have any reason to believe the Patriots won't win.
Tom Brady's seventh appearance.
It's amazing.
Seventh appearance in his career. I saw a stat last night. Tom Brady's been to 14% of all the Super Bowls ever played. One player has done that. Mike Lotish, I believe, was the
Mike
other guy.
Bills, right?
Yeah, defensive lineman. So, you know, his legacy is cemented. But if you're talking about the special stories of the quarterbacks, who do you think a Super Bowl win would do more for? Because Tom Brady is Tom Brady, and people believe he's the all-time greatest or one of the all-time greatest.
Or people believe he's irredeemable. The people who don't like him, there's nothing he could do, whether he's rescuing kittens from a car fire. There's nothing that the guy will ever... He's sealed one way or the other.
Right.
Sealed.
But does it take him to the next level past the guys like Joe Montana and the Terry Bradshaw, who obviously isn't in that group, but he's got four Super Bowl wins? Or do you get into that weird Matt Ryan discussion? Because, you know, when Eli Manning won his...
If you use the term elite, I'm leaving the
room. You can't spell... Matt without elite.
Is Joe Flacco right. Elite?
I'm not about to use that term. Yeah. But a guy that word was bandied about because of is Eli Manning, right? And when Eli Manning won his second one, when we thought Eli Manning was going to just trend upwards, immediate Hall of Fame. You went to Super Bowls, you're a Hall of Famer. Do you get caught in that one Super Bowl ownership kind of, you know, fog of Aaron Rodgers, who was an all-time great, but he's got one Super Bowl. Peyton Manning, all-time great, one Super Bowl.
Brett Favre only won one.
Yeah. Drew Brees got one Super Bowl. I'm not saying Matt Ryan is on that level, but, you know, when you're looking for that validation of a Super Bowl and also try to get a Hall of Fame career started, because if you look at Matt Ryan's numbers, I know people have called him Matty Checkdown for years and years and years, and then he got himself a deep threat like Julio Jones.
Yeah, his accuracy, just tremendous.
Well, you know what's better than his accuracy is his anticipation, and they're two different things. You know, being able to throw a ball at a target is one thing, but...
I would argue in the NFL they're the same thing.
Nah, but throwing guys open...
That's still accuracy,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but... anticipating where a guy's going to be. If you can anticipate where a guy's going to be and you're throwing it behind him, that's two different things.
But that's the difference in college accuracy.
Yeah, well,
throwing to a guy.
College open is different than NFL
open. Throwing to a spot where your guy is going to be. I guess I put that under the umbrella of accuracy.
For instance, do you think that Troy Aikman is a truly great quarterback?
He never felt like it.
Right. But he was truly a great an accurate thrower and anticipated. You know, you always saw Michael Irvin catching and running with the football on those slants, mm-hmm. similar to what we saw Julio Jones do yesterday. Guys like Alvin Harper were able to rob the Buccaneers because of how accurate and the anticipation of those kinds of throws. So, you know, arm strength is one thing. We talk about arm strength all the time, but you give me a guy who can throw a guy open or dump a ball into a zone that should be covered and will be covered in a split second if you hadn't thrown it a little bit earlier than you thought you should have, and especially with stuff around your feet. Like, I think the way he climbs the pocket is second to none. You talk about him and Drew Brees and some of these other guys in that term, just we don't think of Matt Ryan when we think of that upper echelon
quarterback. I'd like to throw to the fullback that nobody saw.
Yeah.
The invisible fullback. Where did he come from?
Poof. That's why Kyle Shanahan is awesome. That Taylor Gabriel ghost action on that end around took the entire defense's eyes away from Patrick DeMarco. All of a sudden, you got some big, dumb fullback running in front of you. Right. 30 yards. Yeah. It took a lick at the end of it, too, boy. You got killed. High Clinton Dix took that man's head off. But these are the things, like Tom Brady. Does he have an exceptional arm? He's got a good arm. Is he exceptionally accurate? If you look at Tom Brady's last five playoff games, excluding what he did yesterday, he's got 8 interceptions in those last 5 games. So we talk about Tom Brady because of the greatness that is Tom Brady and understanding who to pick out on a defense and going after them. Matt Ryan, he's got some of those similar traits. It's just he hasn't won, and obviously he hasn't put himself in that category.
So CBSSports.com says the Bulls and Knicks have a strong interest in available Timberwolves point guard Ricky Rubio.
Keep it.
Yeah.
I'm not on the Ricky Rubio train.
No, I guess I like him as a backup point guard on a really good team. He does nothing to get the Bulls closer to winning a championship. He's got a great floor sense. He makes some spectacular passes.
But what does?
But he can't shoot.
What does though? Let's break this down.
A Jimmy Butler trade, arguably.
Does it really though?
Arguably,
Cody
I'm not advocating for it.
Cody was throwing this at me during the pre-show non-meeting that we have, and I'm trying to just eat my salad and live.
No, he's
my
full
life.
Of Bulls info though.
Yeah, but I understand. But he's throwing this trade at me, and Jay Crowder and two. But by the way, Peyton Manning has 2 Super Bowls. For all the people who are getting angry on the tech zone, he's throwing Jay Crowder and all these other guys at me, and to what end? What are you gonna do? All you're gonna do is turn yourself into the Heinrich, Ben Gordon, Luol Deng, Andres Nocioni Bulls.
The beloved core.
Yeah, that's all you're gonna do. Yeah. You're gonna end up being Boston, and then what? Boston.
Yeah, but they've got a coach.
Boston swung and missed trying to stack pieces to go get Kevin Love or go get a Klay Thompson, whoever they thought would be out there on the trade market. If championship isn't the goal, and it seems like every day we watch Bulls basketball, that doesn't seem to be the goal for this squad. When is the next championship going to come, and which what is the corresponding move? And Jimmy Butler not being here, I mean, is Jimmy Butler going to be the second best player? Has he vaulted himself now to the level of second best player on a championship team?
Yes.
Because
second best, yes.
But because you've got a bunch of guys who are the best player on their team and one of the best 5 or 6 in the game who aren't championship medal right now because of LeBron and because of the Golden State Warriors. So where,
and now with the collective bargaining agreement, that's why when DeMarcus Cousins like, yeah, I'm staying in Sacramento.
Yeah, 6 years, $200 million.
Right. That's one of your avenues, one of your sort of Hail Mary possibilities is being cut off.
Yeah.
You don't even have a chance to pretend to think that somebody might want to join you.
Well, you got this fluke cap increase that, nobody saw coming until a couple of years before it. So it changes the dynamic in which you can work as a Bulls fan. You could go to your trade machines all you want and throw names in there, but in the end, are you going to lose money with the move you make too? I'm talking about the actual going out to the UC dollar. This Bulls fandom has circled itself around Jimmy Butler in a way that I am frankly surprised by, and he has worked his ass off, and he has made himself into a terrific basketball player.
Every mouthpiece of that organization has sold you on that he's the next this and the next that with every opportunity, and come on out and see the next Jimmy show. And to be fair, he has met some of that with the occasionally spectacular scoring performance.
Personally, individually, he has done everything he's supposed to do, but when we're talking about, Isaiah Thomas running around saying he's the best, he feels he's the best player in the league, Isaiah Thomas is going to get eliminated. James Harden and Russell Westbrook going to get eliminated by the Warriors. You're putting yourself in a position of who is going to finish second to the Cleveland Cavaliers until LeBron James has an injury?
That, or
and
or
by
until,
that time, will Kyrie Irving have grown enough? And he's already, you know,
he'll be hurt.
One of the best. Yeah. Well, I mean, and when he's not hurt, you see what he put 40 on you the way he did the Golden State Warriors in the finals.
See what Eric Bledsoe did?
Well,
see that?
Eric Bledsoe.
Another guy we talked about in that list of short guys who is capable of dominating.
Yeah, absolute
right?
animal. It's just, are you. You're not drafting well. The guy that's not drafting well is also making moves that are counterintuitive to your plan of getting young and more athletic. You see Marquise Chris, by the way? You want to talk about Eric Bledsoe? It's a guy that I loved in the draft, but he's a young, boom or bust potential kind of kid, and he's looking like he's blossoming right now. That you have to... You have to take that leap of faith.
Emmanuel Mudiay, these guys that somebody
he's playing with Nico. I mean, the real Nico.
the actual Nico.
He's playing with Jokic. All right. And if you haven't tuned in yet, get yourself a face full of Nikola Jokic.
The Bulls can't even get the right Nikola. You know, all of these guys, Nikola Vucevic.
Yeah, Nico.
Or Vucevic. I get Vucevic and Vucevic confused.
Vucevic.
And then Pekovic.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a Superman villain right there.
He is, he's Jack O'Halloran as Non.
Yeah.
Is that who he is? Yeah. And then they end up, and then now they have the fourth best Nikola.
Hey, man. You guys thought he was going to be good because of one March.
No, David Schuster did.
You? Wait. You? You know what? I'm glad we...
Hold on a second.
You want to do this now.
Okay.
Because you and Terry, during your Tom Thibodeau hailstorm, was inflating bums at a level I had never seen before.
Let the record show, there was an argument in this time where David Schuster said Nikola Mirotic is a future all-star. And we had a big argument over it, and I said, no, he's not. I said, maybe he's a competent rotational player.
Let the record show from afar, and I mean in Atlanta, I was listening every once in a while. I was hearing you, extol the virtues of the time that Tom Thibodeau wouldn't be putting his offensive shackles on the great young Bulls talent.
I absolutely wanted to see Tom Thibodeau let go of the reins a little bit.
And when he let go of the reins, you saw exactly.
Let go of the rope.
Right, exactly.
Wait, don't drop that.
You saw what you got. I mean, he's a player in his third or fourth year that we're still talking about confidence with.
Yeah, that means he's
think
a head
about
case.
That. Yeah.
That when you're talking about a 28-year-old
think
guy
about
with
that.
Confidence problems, he's a head case.
And when we're still resting on the fact that this organization drafted Jimmy late and drafted Taj late and all these other guys. But, I mean, at some point, you know, these last three or four go-rounds in the draft hadn't really yielded you anything.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein.
Because of you.
Yeah.
It's because of you.
Yes, it's my fault.
You're sitting around here rallying the stupid and talking about how beautiful Fred's offense looks. And all that dumbass dribble handoff crap at the top of the key, like this is some kind of college game, some Big 12, conference special. He's getting his ass kicked every night now with that remedial offense. So it's your fault. Why don't you take some accountability for the Bulls fans' tears over these last couple? It is.
Hey,
you're the mouthpiece of this damn sporting society in Chicago.
Oh, good Lord. You see the bums running at the on Friday night, though? When he sent out his army of bums.
He's like, press and run my offense, and we'll be fine.
They said, okay. Yeah. And they did it, and they climbed back. You know why? Because the other team wasn't trying. So it I will say it does look great when the other team isn't trying. So if you could just get more of those situations, the Bulls would be fine.
I blame Dan Lange, Eddie Robinson, and this Bulls thing on you and Terry.
Chris Porter.
Simple as...
Oh, did you forget Auburn wing Chris Porter?
Oh, God. He got to the scouting combine, and he's like... Oh,
that's like cover boy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, he was.
Yep, because Auburn was number one.
I had Chris Mim on my list, and Terry had Dougie McBuckets.
I also thought that Keith Van Horn was going to be a better player than Tim Duncan, though.
Ooh. All right, then. Oh, and I forgot my movie thing. I can...
I'll get
to that just to save you from something that I don't want you to do to yourself. So keep it here. You got Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
I need at least two screens, one on the main game, the other on the Red Zone channel. Like, if I have less than 8 football games being injected into my veins intravenously, I'm like, oh, this is so boring.
Yeah. Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. MMA Tito Ortiz admits that he would not let go of a chokehold on Chael Sonnen on Saturday night because Sonnen had said some things in trash talking that he thought was over the line and he thought, quote, ill will of him. Tito said, quote, there's always my three rules of bleep talking. You don't talk about a person's family, you don't talk about a person's country, and you don't lie about a person. He did all three, end of quote. And he's insisting that Chael apologize to him publicly. Those things that you're demanding an apology for got so many people to watch a fight that ordinarily they would not have cared about. It had me, myself, searching for that fight on my phone in the middle of the night in a New York City hotel room. Why? Because of what Chael said. So again, congrats on winning the night, but you're waiting for a public apology that is not coming, and if anything, you should be thanking him. I'm Jim Rome.
For professional transportation, there's only one limousine company to count on, and that's Top Fleet Limo. Whether it's for business, personal, wedding transportation, bachelor parties, or to and from the airports, you can count on them. Their extensive fleet includes sedans, SUVs, stretch limos, party buses, and coach buses to accommodate any size group. Call Top Fleet today at 877-317-3201 or go to topfleetchicago.com and mention SCORE10 for 10% off. Top Fleet. Take a ride with the pros.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
Trust.
Hey there, it's Matt of Atticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now, Mattress Firm is having its year-end closeout sale with huge savings. They have to move their 2016 inventory to make room for the 2017 models.
There's a finite amount of room, and you want the new models, so the old models have huge deals attached to them. 50% off select floor models, up to 60% off accessories, but it's while supplies last. So the sooner you get in there, the better deal you're going to get.
Yeah, they have queen sets for as low as $179.99. Plus, you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years, which gives you a great opportunity to check out the Tempur-Pedic Breeze.
That's part of the custom collection, and if you grab that Tempur-Pedic, you get up to $300 in free gifts, like a free pillow, free mattress protector, free delivery, so don't miss savings of up to 50% on select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest Black Hybrid, and Hampton and Rhodes floor models. Also not to miss is National Career Day at Mattress Firm, and this is your opportunity to learn more about this company that offers growth and a great culture and endless opportunities for you. So join Mattress Firm January 25th between 9 and 2 p.m. for their National Career Day. That's just 2 days from now. You have a chance to meet the local leadership, learn more about opportunities, interview on the spot. You want more info? MattressFirm.com/National Career Day.
Listen, we're not giving you bad info either about these beds. Dan and I both have the Tempur-Pedic Breeze, and they truly have changed the way we sleep and how we use our beds even more. And you sit in there, and Dan does his reading and his laptop work and his Sudoku and his crossword puzzles. And he eats and he texts in bed, and he doesn't even get out of bed. He walks right in the house, gets right in his bed. I'm telling you, you just got to go check them out. You're going to be shocked at the difference in your mattress as compared to one of these Tempur-Pedic Breezes. Just go check them out. MattressFirm.com is the place you go to find the location nearest you. Get in there and take advantage of their year-end closeout sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Costco.
Aries, taking the immediate payout is great, but waiting might get you an even bigger bonus. Taurus, what glitters on the surface may not be so shiny underneath. Proceed with caution. Gemini, you'll never get anything done unless you start to focus on one project at a time. Cancer, hard work at the beginning of the week pays off with some much-needed time off at the end of the week. Leo, hesitation might seem questionable, but it might be your best course of action for now. And Virgo, a new romantic interest may unexpectedly pop in to say hello. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning. CBS Thursday, February 2nd. Don't miss the premiere of Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day series premiere. CBS Thursday, February 2nd.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 1961, the Shirelles became the first girl group to have a number one song. This week in 1964, the Beatles started a 7-week run at number one with I Wanna Hold Your Hand, their first U.S. number one. After recently changing their name from Wicked Lester, Kiss made their first appearance this week in 1973. Justin Timberlake was born this week in 1981.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Thursday as they host Nebraska at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. New England will play Atlanta in Super Bowl 51 on February 5th with Atlanta's win Sunday. The NFC South has now sent every team from its division to the Super Bowl, becoming the first division since realignment to accomplish the feat. That was from Sporting News. You can impress your friends and family at your Super Bowl party with that info. Josh Sitton has replaced TJ Lang in the Pro Bowl, and it's Sitton's third trip to the best game of the NFL season. Former Bears wide receivers coach Mike Groh has been hired in the same capacity by the Philadelphia Eagles. Washington has hired Jim Tomsula as their defensive line coach. The Blackhawks and Bulls are both off today. They play tomorrow with Tampa at the UC and the Bulls playing in Orlando. The Cubs' first spring training game here on The Score can be heard on February 26th as the Cubs take on the Indians at Sloan Park. Catch Chicago's ultimate indoor fishing event, the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo in Schaumburg on January 26th through the 29th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Visit sportsshows.com/Chicago. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could have a...
This week in music history.
This week in 1949, RCA Records issued the first ever 45 RPM single. The invention of this size record made jukeboxes possible. Phil Collins was born this week in 1951. Elvis Presley started recording what would be his first album this week in 1956.
This week in 1959, Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens died in a plane crash.
If you're telling people not to go see something.
I think I'm doing you a favor. I generally, my belief with movies is while I want to be an aesthete, I want to say, well, I just...
Is that like steak frites?
I see the movies because I can appreciate great art. And I do. There was a time in my life, and maybe it was before I became a parent, I don't know, where I just found I was able to handle disturbing, unsettling things better because I didn't have sort of a way to relate it personally. And I could... You know, I'd see all kinds of really challenging and difficult. But now I like to be entertained. I want it to be fun. Even though I like to think of myself as somebody who can respect and appreciate some difficult films.
I'm like that with music now.
Look, I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave. I'm sorry.
You haven't?
I haven't. And I know it's one of these where
that is tough.
I probably should, you know? And I haven't seen The Passion of the Christ, and I haven't seen...
That, as soon as you said that was the movie that came to mind. Sorry. I saw that one time in the theater, and I was like, that was a two-hour ass-whooping. I don't want to see that again, ever.
Right.
It's just, you know, you got what you needed out of me.
Right.
Like, no more.
And even horror movies. I was an aficionado of horror movies as a younger guy in high school and college. And I loved it. And then they got like super sadistic and really awful. And then you just...
It got to gore, though.
Yeah.
It got away from like suspense and fright, and it got to
correct.
Gore.
It went from terror to horror. Yeah, and you start to think of your own mortality a little bit and the mortality of others. But I will tell you this. That Manchester by the Sea is a very well-made, well-acted movie. I'm not going to argue that. Casey Affleck could very likely win the Academy Award for Best Actor. Michelle Williams could be nominated for Best Supporting Actress. They're phenomenal. He's amazing. And I'm not going to debate you on is it a good movie or not. Because the answer is yes. Manchester by the Sea is a very good movie. But oh my God, was I glad it was over?
Yeah.
You know, I was so glad.
A long ride.
I was so glad it was over. It's just when you think like, oh no, it can't be that. Oh no, it is that. And the way the layers with which these things unfold. And I don't know if there's spoiler alerts in the summary about what, because the way it takes time to get to some of the gut punch that you have to endure. And then you think there might be some redemption, some payoff, something. And then, next thing you know, the credits are rolling and you're just looking like, oh, God, you want to just walk into the ocean yourself at that point. I mean, it made like
Thelma or Louise just driving off the cliff after a movie. But did you appreciate the experience? Like, appreciating the experience.
That's where I'm in between on it. Because like I say, I understand that I saw a very well-made movie that is going to have acting performances that are going to redefine careers and be remembered for a very long time. But if you ask me, would I rather not have watched it? If I had it to do all over again, could I go back and not watch it? I'd have to really consider that. You know, there has to be a commitment to the art of it. But man, at some point, I said to my wife, I said, this makes Schindler's List feel like Smokey and the Bandit. You know, it was just, I mean.
You're always doing the most, man. You are.
It was, I mean, oh my God. Yeah. It's, the reviews I read said, yeah, there's little bits of humor in here. And I'm waiting for like, okay, where's
did you have that stupid half smile on your face waiting for the last,
like,
2 hours later?
Like, this isn't funny.
And then a corn fell on his head.
This is still horrible.
No, yeah. Million Dollar Baby was like that for me, where I appreciated the experience. I just never wanted to do it again because of how sad it was.
Great movie.
Terrific movie.
And then when it turns on you, you kind of just...
When it turns... From the beginning.
Yeah, but then...
You feel awful from the beginning of that movie to the end of it.
I mean,
and then they walk in with the Disney stuff and, you know, they got all the tourist crap draped all over them while she's fighting for her life. Sorry, spoiler alert for all those who haven't seen Million Dollar Baby. But, yeah, there's certain movies that take you on that ride. Have you seen The 13th?
No.
It's a documentary that me and the lady watched about a month ago, 3 weeks ago. And we sat there and was like, all right, well, we just ruined our entire afternoon.
Well, that was fun.
You know, it's talking about mass incarceration and the ties to slavery and all that. Yeah. Passion of the Christ right there, though. I can't believe I went to the theater to go see that. And yeah, it was just a beating for 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Debjit says, go see Silence, a real comedy, a riot fest. See, here's the thing, that because it's Scorsese, and you know, my wife has this Scorsese thing, I'm not seeing Silence.
Why not?
I can't stand Andrew Garfield. Okay, I can't stand him. I don't know what it is. He might be the nicest guy in the world. Just a terrific dude. You want to hang out and drink beers with him forever and a day.
What do you do?
I don't know. I don't know. There's something about him that I can't.
Oh, it's my guy from The Social Network. Yeah.
Who was he in The Social Network?
Wasn't he the guy that Mark Zuckerberg ripped off?
Was that him?
It was his partner.
Well, maybe he didn't bother me.
And he was also
in
Spider-Man, right?
Yeah. Is it the same? I guess he didn't bother me as much in The Social Network. But
yeah, he's a dashing young man.
I don't know.
What do you mean? You just got something against Andrew Garfield?
I don't know what it is.
You're a weirdo, dude.
It's just, I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. This texter, 224, Mystic River. Yeah, you want to feel bad about everything around you.
That's such an awesome movie.
It is. Sean Penn is.
I mean, yeah, that's a hard ass.
Peak Sean Penn.
Right.
Yeah, but you still want to go hug something. Not even a person. You just want to go hug.
What's he doing in a lamppost? Right, right.
Like, why is he hugging the refrigerator? No, dude. Yeah, there's certain ones, man. It's something about where you are in life and how much time you have to feel sad. Like, Spiegel has this thing where he loves watching dark documentaries. And if they're informative, cool. Like, have you ever heard about the Grim Sleeper? There's a man in, I believe, it's either Watts or Compton, California, who was just offing prostitutes and call girls for years, like years and years and years. And nobody knew or cared because it was street workers who were getting offs, and their lives are lesser than everyone else's in society's eyes. And it's just, it take you through the entire case and going back through it. They get like a former junkie to go on these ride-alongs and say, yeah, this is the girl that he killed here, and this girl, and then they corner his son and show him the evidence, and it's just
I liked it.
Yeah, I'm sitting there like, this is hard. Like, and Spiegel does that like 2 or 3 times a week, where he just sits down and he forces himself to be sad. I'm like, I can't do this.
I'd rather watch Die Hard again.
Well, I mean,
give it a chance.
Of New York, Shawshank Redemption. There's certain movies. I mean, Big Trouble in Little China. No matter where they are,
it just, you get your go-to movies that you just want to. My Cousin Vinny, I could just put on and feel better about.
Tropic Thunder.
So good.
Yeah, it always hits the spot wherever you're at.
Yeah,
Ex Machina is one of those movies for me too. Where I watched the robot. Mm-hmm, I watched it and I was like, this is incredibly disturbing and awesome. And I never want to see it again.
Okay.
I never, ever want to see it again.
Yeah, somebody said that the only thing about Manchester by the Sea was that the title was just so pretentious. It just should have been Sad People at the Ocean. But when I realized what was happening about halfway through the movie, I thought, oh, no. And then, are they going to make us watch the after? And then the whole rest of the movie is the aftermath. But it's just these people's lives coming apart.
So there's no like super queasy part, because I gotta stay away from those.
I would not like queasy,
like parts where surgeries are happening.
No.
I'm just saying, like, if I'm gonna see this, there's certain roadblocks that I will not mess with, man. Like Black Hawk Down is the only time I've ever had to leave a theater because I felt like the experience that I had when getting my tattoos, where I get all lightheaded and sweaty, and I start to think about what I ate and if I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt during that like impromptu surgery during Black Hawk Down, where they open up a guy's leg and start to go in there.
No. It's all emotional pain. There's nothing.
Oh,
that,
my favorite flavor of pain.
There's nothing that challenges
I'll have
you
the emotional
quite
pain,
like
sir.
That. Lake Barrington, Jim is on the score.
Hey, guys. Congratulations, Jason, first of all, on your promotion, I guess we'll call it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I got to agree with Dan. As you have children, and congratulations on that. Things change, and how you look at movies and how you receive them changes dramatically.
That's clearly happened with me. There's no question in my mind.
12 Years a Slave, I walked out of. I have never walked out of a good movie ever
it was tough.
In my life. But it was just too hard to take. The scene with the slapping and the ring, mm-hmm. I couldn't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is, what's wrong with you? And I said, I can't. It's when you have kids, it changes everything. I'm never going to see Sophie's Choice again.
I've never seen it. And will
what movie?
Sophie's Choice. Meryl Streep, Kevin Kline.
I will be a puddle.
Of course, I'd be worse than that. I will never see that, Jim, ever. I mean, I know what the choice is.
Give me a little snapshot, though. Well, you know, let me know.
Sophie's Choice?
Spoiler alert, Dan. Don't say anything.
Okay. No, right. Spoiler alert is Meryl Streep's character, when the Nazis come for her family, has to make a choice between her husband and her son.
And it's just horrid.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, like
I'm good.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, that's the choice.
Sure, one of the worst. And of course, Tannehill has his ranking as far as bad guys at this station.
Oh,
he smiles
so underrated.
He giggles every once in a while. He's got some sports nuggets for you, but this dude, man,
so underrated.
I got mad because I remember the time when I watched The Lovely Bones. Anyone ever seen that one?
No.
It's a Peter Jackson movie about a girl who is abducted, and I saw it with months within of having my baby girl.
Took you to a bad place.
It changes things. Yeah, and my phone just buzzes here, and my son says, "What about Three Amigos?" What about that?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
What do you mean? What do you want?
He just wants you to mention Three Amigos.
What about that?
He says, texting us, he just random movies.
Jason from the north side chiming in on the text zone.
Roscoe Village Jason says, Three Amigos, Major League. Right, those are not disturbing
just naming movies.
You guys never see Godfather?
How about that whole deal?
No, those would be movies that I've watched that would make me feel better.
Shout out to Jay.
Yeah, Three Amigos. Although I made Three Amigos mandatory for the family, and the kids loved it. My wife still won't see it.
What?
So she won't see Three Amigos.
Oh, that's grounds for... she couldn't be a producer during this show. I mean, you hand out your Three Amigos...
Pass a quiz.
Right, yeah, you hand out your Three Amigos test, she wouldn't be able to
shove it back and say, take your own damn quiz.
Do you have anything other than Mexican food?
She's never seen Three Amigos.
Never seen Three Amigos. My sister's favorite movie of all time.
Well, I can't get on her for that, because there's a lot of movies that you know, people love that I've never even...
I'm there, too, but it's such an innocuous movie. There's so many great moments.
Why is she staying away from you? Because of you? Have you forced her away from Three Amigos?
No, I think she's just planting her flag there, just because.
Okay.
You know.
I'll build a wall around that flag.
Oh. So, yes, and now he's clarifying. He said, no, Three Amigos and Major League could make you happy like my cousin Vinny. Yes. Indeed, Three Amigos, you cannot be unhappy.
Oh, dude.
I believe, actually, in the movie Sophie's Choice, immediately after making the choice, Meryl Streep's character goes and watches Three Amigos.
with three pelvic thrusts. By the way, this 708 texter, John Q with Denzel, no. John Q is trash. That movie is awful. I laughed through the entire thing. It wasn't because of the subject matter. It was because of how awful the movie was from top to bottom. Don't give me John Q there. We're talking about real movies here, like Passion of the Christ and Sophie's Final Choice. Destination or whatever you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. No, not John Q. I haven't seen all of Bambi, so, you know.
Whatever. Bambi sucks.
Is it Bambi the opening scene?
Bambi sucks. At least... The only thing worse than Bambi's Dumbo.
I haven't seen that through the whole way through either.
Don't.
No?
No.
Old Yeller?
Nah. No, thank you.
Shout it down.
Knocking them all down today.
Let's go.
You can't play the drop and then do that.
Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUV.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
You save time and you save money. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. This is my favorite part of the app. That's why they give every seat is given a grade based on value. SeatGeek does it for you. So you open the venue you're going to, you'll see green dots, you'll see red dots, the larger, darker green dots. Those are the best values. You start there, you start looking for the best valued seats. That's what they do for you. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats. You'll be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. And there's something there on SeatGeek for every budget. I was looking here in town. If you want to see a hockey game, there's a game coming up. Tickets starting at $47. There's a basketball game coming up here in town soon. A pro team. I think our team hasn't beaten this team from Atlanta ever under Fred Hoiberg. But there's tickets starting at $18. Maybe you want to do something for the kids. I was looking up some theaters and some other shows. Aladdin is going to be in town. Tickets starting at $89. Or you could be miserable with me and join me at the Chicago Theater. Paw Patrol's coming in February. And tickets are starting at just $47. I'm telling you, there's always great value. There's always great seats available on SeatGeek. And here's what I can do for you, too. I can give you a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. So here's what you do. First, you download the SeatGeek app to your smartphone. You go to the settings tab and you click add a promo code. You enter promo code MATT, M-A-T-T, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code MATT, and do it today at SeatGeek.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store. And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
This week in 1894 had the first college basketball game. The first games were played in baseball's American League. This week in 1901. This week in 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games opened in France. The Detroit Red Wings scored an NHL record 8 goals in one period. This week in 1943. This week in 1947, the NFL added a fifth official, the back judge, and allowed sudden death in playoffs. The New York Giants baseball team signed their first black players. This week in 1949.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
No sacks, though, allowed by the Steelers. What are you looking for here in the second half? Ball's going to be kicked here to Seattle to start.
Well, you know, a couple things. First off, Ben Roethlisberger sleepless in Seattle. He is not. So, movie reference. But I think the story...
Oh, feel.
You know, Denver.
Denver.
He's a special, special man. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. Two very ordinary men right here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. People are texting in all their miserable movies and also combining Sophia's Choice with The Three Amigos.
Yeah, and I guess I had it wrong. She chooses between her son and her daughter to die. I guess she sends her daughter to her death while picking the son. I thought it was the husband. I guess not. I'm not going to see it, and I don't care. But I do like the idea of one texter. I love the Scores Afternoon Show texters, no matter what I say, because whoever came up with Sophie's Amigos.
It's
So
everybody running out of the village in Nazi uniforms and doing the
right. Right. We ride. You can pick one amigo to live. The other two will be given to El Guapo. With his plethora of piñatas.
Plethora?
I would not like to think somebody would tell me I have a plethora of something if he does not know what a plethora is.
Dude, that movie was on every single day one summer when we were in Belize. You know, Belize, the entire country steals cable. So,
like, literally the entire, as a country?
Yeah, everybody gets free cable.
Okay.
So you may not, you know, you may live in the bush with no indoor plumbing, but you're going to have cable. And HBO, of course, is huge here, as it is everywhere. But in Belize, HBO, you just sit down and for an entire summer, we watched Batman this summer. It was on HBO maybe 30 times because we were down there for 2 or 3 months. We were down there for the entire summer. I remember Three Amigos was, I guess, the feature film on HBO for an entire summer. Me and my uncles were running around quoting Three Amigos and angering our, 80-some-odd-year-old great-grandmother who had no idea what the hell was going on. It was a great summer. Three Amigos. See, now I got to go watch it again now. Now I have to watch
it. It's so good. You killed the invisible swordsman.
Yes, yes, yes. The talking bush, right? Yes.
Singing bush.
Singing bush, yes.
It's Randy Newman. Yes. And it won't shut up. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Yeah, now I got to go back and watch it. By the way, all these depressing-ass movies that you're texting about, yes, Prisoners, very depressing. The Girl Next Door, right on. I haven't seen Requiem for a Dream. Have you?
No, thank you. Is it the Lars von Trier with, like, is it Bjork or whoever? I forget one of those. It's no. And the 630 says, in Sophie's Amigos, she has a plethora of hard choices.
We're making fun of Nazi execution.
Right, I know. Right, well, hey, why not? Show. What the hell? I just compared Schindler's List to Smokey and the Bandit, I think, in the previous segment. You know what was coming up next? What? The Power Hour.
Ooh! We know you're in your cars and you're waiting for sports.
Yeah.
The NFC and AFC championship game will be bandied about by two idiots with microphones. Next, on The Score.
Check out our new lineup. Molly and Henley start your day live at 5. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, your new midday show, 9 a.m. to 1. In afternoons, it's Dan Bernstein teaming up with Jason Goff. And finally, it's Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. Yep. After 25 years, The Score is still the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The new year is here, and all 2016s must go during Woodfield Nissan's 2016 Nissan closeout. No models will be excluded, and you will get Woodfield Nissan's lowest pricing on all remaining 2016 Nissans, like a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Sentra, clearance priced for only $12,995, or a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Rogue, clearance priced for only $15,995. At Woodfield Nissan, you can expect a massive Nissan inventory and massive Nissan savings all month long. Get a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Altima, clearance priced for only $15,295. Only at Woodfield Nissan. At Woodfield Nissan, you can expect a truly exceptional sales and service experience. They pride themselves on providing the best. Hurry into Woodfield Nissan during the 2016 Nissan closeout going on now at 700 West Higgins Road in Hoffman Estates or WoodfieldNissan.com. But hurry, once they're gone, they're gone. Price plus tax, title, license, dock, number one volume is cited by Nissan North America sales in 2016. Ultima stock number P9110, Rogue stock number P9045, Sentra stock number P9112.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet press $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
This week in music history. This week in 1985, the recording took place for We Are the World.